At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Open the floodgates, Tolos. You got something to say. Here is your opportunity to say it. You got a sports take, your wife ticking you off, your kids getting on your nerves, whatever you want to talk about. This is your chance. 844-326-3663. It is the weekly Tolo Takeover.
Let's go.
You know what we should do, Diesel?
Yeah.
I think to get new Tolos involved and the Tolo Takeover to call for the first time.
Start paying them?
Well, we could do that. We already pay, let me check, 19, according to the books to my left. We should, whoever has the best call today should be the Tolo Takeover champ for an entire week heading into next week to see if they can be dethroned. Because we love our Tolos, but we know there are a million of you Tolos out there that don't pick up the phone and call. And when we give you an opportunity to call, talk about whatever you want to talk about, you kidding me? You better take us up on it because we see the complaints. Diesel and Cole talk too much. It's all y'all do is talk, talk, talk. It's your turn to call, Tolos.
Not like we get paid.
No, it's not. We don't.
So Dewey, now that you know there's some extra pressure on you, you're up first on the Tolo Takeover. Uh-oh. If you want to be the Tolo Takeover king for a week, you better bring it strong. Are you prepared to give us something fantastic right now?
I'm always prepared.
Okay.
Well, first of all, yeah, your job is to talk, but if you didn't talk, you'd be fired. So y'all need to be talking and non-stop talking.
So we need to talk more, secondly, Dewey says.
Yes, talk.
Okay.
And I don't know what to talk about, but y'all need to talk more or you need to be fired. But that's not what I wanted to talk about today. I want to say, Van B, you do a good job with the upset picks thing, but I got some complaints about it.
Oh, here we go.
First of all, and it's not about Dan B, it's about how y'all do it because y'all make it suck. First of all, there should be a prize at the end of the season. No one wins nothing, so who cares who has 85,000 points at the end because there's no prize. There should be a first-place prize, a second-place prize, and then a third-place prize, and then everyone else gets a participation award.
How about this, Dewey? Secondly, Dewey, how about this? For next year, or we can do it right now. If you're willing to come down to the station, we can do it right now. Come down to the radio station, give me a $100 bill. And if you win first place, you can have your $100 back. That's a prize.
Well, right now I have that's not a fair prize because I only have 7 points, and that brings up my second point. By the first of the beginning of the year, I should have that North Dakota crap. I should have got points for that. It's all or nothing. It shouldn't be all or nothing. It should be if they cover the spread. If the team doesn't cover a spread, who cares if they win or lose? If they cover a spread, you get your points. That should be fair.
That'd be too easy.
No, that's not an upset challenge.
That would be so easy. You know how we would? I mean, that'd be way too easy, and the points would be astronomical.
And it's the against the spread challenge. That's not an upset challenge.
It'd be called the cover challenge.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, not only you cover, but your team must win. That'll make it fair.
Yeah,
you have to win
now. That's called picking an upset, Dewey.
That's what we're doing now.
That's what we do.
But anyways, thirdly,
did you forget?
The upset picks challenge should be expanded to other teams like Furman and Wofford and Presbyterian because Madcraft likes PC so much, and then expand it to the NFL like the Carolina Panthers and all them other teams, and then you extend it to the basketball season. It should be a continuous thing, but you keep it to football. It should be all football. It should be all not just the Gamecocks and Clemson and all them. That's not fair because Furman plays football too. And then if you want to really make it fun, you expand it to high school football.
There's not spreads on high school football,
but
Dewey.
Cole would be too good at that.
Well, that he shouldn't be. That brings up my fourth point.
Oh my God!
Shouldn't be allowed to participate because y'all work there, and it's your jobs to know who's going to win and lose.
Well, that hadn't worked, Dewey, because Diesel and I are both at the bottom of this challenge.
Fifthly, because of the news of Cade Klubnik, everyone's sworn hero going down with a broke leg because he's a crybaby. We can't change our upset picks. Well, we should be allowed to get one mulligan because we all make mistakes. Oh,
hey, Dewey, there's no spread on Furman Wofford this weekend, so
you
can't pick that game anyway.
It should be just who wins and who's going to lose.
Okay.
Well, that'd be pretty easy.
But it should be just... That's all we're doing anyways, picking winners and losers. And yeah, then y'all should be fired because y'all can't even get out. Y'all got more points than y'all.
Thanks, Dewey.
That's
real. All right, Dewey's being cut off.
Buckeye Mike says, Dewey, what kind of word salad was this?
Oh, man. Dewey is just unbelievably unique.
Dewey had a couple of Red Bulls before calling
in
today.
I mean,
he was on one.
So many complaints. Philip Rollins says, Jesus, Dewey, makes my head hurt. Let's see. J-Tez, here's the problem. We don't know if Dewey's a shtick or not. We really don't know. We don't know if he's real. We don't know if he's fake. J-Tez on the text line's hoping it's a shtick. We don't know. We really don't know. Well, Dewey might be Dewey.
Here's the honest truth. Dewey says he wants to have a prize for the Upset Picks Challenge.
Yeah.
We've been trying to build a prize for the Upset Picks Challenge, and we have sponsors of this segment who would love to put up prizes for the Upset Picks Challenge. But to do that, it requires a fundamental change in how we operate this thing. It would have to send everybody to the website to make their picks so that they are official. So that there are no mistakes, we would have to get legal involved. I'm telling you, Tolos, I've been pushing to get this thing through.
Yes, it's stupid
and
legal
run
stuff.
Officially like that. But anytime there's prizes, I'm just telling you the truth. Anytime there's prizes, you got to get the legal department
Here's
involved.
Here's the problem.
Nobody
though.
Wants to call the suits.
The problem, Diesel, is you're too much of a company man. What we should do is we should just get a prize and not tell upper management, not tell legal, not tell corporate.
Do you want to get fired?
I don't think they're going to get fired. I don't think they'll know. I don't think they check on us. Let's do it. Let's give away a big prize, that white Ford F-150 out in the parking lot right now. We'll give it away.
Whose car is that?
I don't know, but we'll give it away. And
here's the thing. We don't have to give away the keys. We just need to give away a brick and a screwdriver.
Give away I'm with Dewey, and I think we revolt against corporate. How about that? Let's do it. Let's revolt. Give away a prize. I'm with you, Dewey. I can't believe I uttered those words, but I'm with Dewey. Let's just buck Buck the trend. Screw corporate. They're not important. Our bosses don't listen anyways. We're gonna give away a prize.
Let's go to the phone lines again and bring on Madcraft, who has graced us with calling into the show. Madcraft, what are you right about today?
Well, first off, if you know Dewey personally, anybody listening, somebody go grab that remote and put it back on the Weather Channel for him so that he can quit. That's his equivalent of the Snickers.
He didn't fuss about the weather today, man.
Well, it's because he's not watching it, and I think that's why he went off on his little rant that he did. That was crazy. But, hey, number two, I ain't going to let you slide past this. You said you had 19 people on the books. Cole, where's my money at? I wrote y'all a song.
Yeah, you did write us a song. I forgot about that.
I'm playing.
We're going to add you to it. Hey. Where is your song, by the way? We had somebody mess with our button bar, and they're not the same anymore. So I'm going to try to find your song. I used to have it on my little buttons.
I didn't realize when you called in to sing us that song, Madcraft. I didn't realize you had that kind of talent, those kind of pipes.
Hey, yeah, I'm all right. Again, though, it was very poor quality. I need to do it.
What was it? What was it about?
Don't sell yourself short. It was great.
Well, anyways, one thing, y'all could bypass this by making the prize something that's not necessarily a monetary value. Like, what if the prize was a night out where you go get some drinks with whoever the winners are? Right, just you and Cole, and y'all go out to a Friday night dinner or something, or a Saturday night dinner.
Who wants to go eat dinner with you, though?
I ain't winning. I ain't even got points.
Yeah, true. I thought you meant dinner with you was the prize, Madcraft.
No, dinner with you guys.
Oh.
That would be fun.
I don't know that people want to go to dinner with us.
I don't know that they do, but it would be fun.
Dinner was the wrong word. I'm thinking more like adult beverages.
I was going to say dinner kind of sounds, yeah. When you make it romantic, it kind of sounds weird.
Yeah, that did sound a little
sound
odd.
Sound kind of, you know. I'm working feverishly to try to find your song that you wrote us, and I can't find it, man. Wait a minute. Madcraft. Is this it?
I still got it, man. I'll send it back to you.
Yeah, you might.
Could you just sing us a bar right now?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, here we go. It's time for Wire to Wire
with friends. This sports show on the radio.
I love that part.
That is so good.
That's awesome.
You don't even know, Madcraft.
It's a 90s sitcom, dude.
I love it. My chin goes up, and then the drop comes. It's like a roller coaster.
I'm putting it back on the button bar right now. I've got it tagged. I don't know where it went, but I finally have it. I have it tagged. So I appreciate the phone. Anything else, Mad?
No, I was going to talk about Clemson, but I'll
go ahead. Go ahead. It's a total takeover.
No, I was just going to say my whole general thought for Clemson's game this weekend is that I actually don't think it matters who plays quarterback. I think that SMU is atrocious. They are one of the worst pass defenses in the nation, and it sets up well for Clemson's their basic, simple offense where they were just running all these short passes, kind of these screens, and Clemson fans were getting really irritated with it. That's actually going to be the system that's going to work flawlessly against SMU, and they got them at home. Clemson's going to walk away with this one without too much of a fight. It doesn't really matter who the quarterback is.
Mm. They're also giving up just shy of 4 yards a carry on the ground in between the 20s. So Vezina might be able to move the ball on the ground and not even need the passing game to be epic to win this game.
That's very true.
Thanks, Madcraft. Appreciate
it. He said it doesn't matter
who the Clemson quarterback
is. They're going to win no matter what. We've got Kevin and Kevin. Two Kevins in a row. It's not the same person. It's two different phone numbers wanting to get in. Kevin, what's up, man?
Which one?
You.
There's not a whole lot of people that know about this. My buddy started an organization called Upstate Adaptive Golf, and it's supposed to help people with disabilities. And not this weekend, but next weekend, we have a night golf charity, and it's set up over at Botany Woods, and I think you guys should come on out.
Are you saying we have disabilities?
No, but what we do is we try to raise money for people with disabilities.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
We've actually gotten people that are handicapped and can't walk.
Yeah.
And we've got them the carts that actually they drive around and stands them up, and they can golf.
What night?
I believe it's Saturday night next week. I can send you the details.
Please do. Please send us the details.
Diesel at thefanupstate.com is my email address.
Can you remember that? Diesel at thefanupstate.com?
No, but I can reach out and give you guys my number to text it to me.
Okay. That'd be great.
Got it. You got it. Thanks for the call.
I didn't know where he was going with that.
Well, it's true. When you said, hey, Kevin, you're up, and he said, which one?
Yeah, that's
He's
true.
Also hearing the over-the-air signal through his phone, so he didn't know which one you were talking to.
So many Kevins. And it's not the Kevin from Edmond that we have that calls. It's
where
a big
is Kevin
Chapman.
From Edmond?
Well, Chapman's been down lately.
Oh, he only calls in when Chapman's good?
Well, I'm not taking shots at our – I call him Big Kev, and I hadn't heard from him lately. Chapman's, I think they're winless on the season. So, Kevin Ramsey up next on the Tolo Takeover. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, Cole? How are you?
Fantastic. Now,
as you know, there's probably not too many people that hate Clemson more than I do, but I have to step in and speak here. The quarterback's not a bad guy. They're giving this kid a bad rep. He's a really good football player. He just won't step up into the pocket to complete throws. Same problem Lenore Sellers seems to have in Columbia. For some reason, neither one of those guys feel secure enough in their center and guard play to step into that pocket and make throws.
And, you know, the thing about it was they had going into the season, Kevin, they had the second-ranked offensive line, according to Phil Steele, in the country.
Yeah, and but I see the pocket collapse for him all the time. And I just can't – I remember when Clemson fans – as you know, Cole, I go back and forth with Clemson fans a lot. I remember when they wanted to bench Deshaun Watson. Mm. They wanted to bench Trevor Lawrence. I'm not saying he's as good as either one of those guys. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But there's not very many Division I Power 4 programs in the country that would not take Cade Klubnik next week and him be in contention for the starting role on their team.
So then what's the issue then? You think that the issue's more up front?
The issue is depth. Clemson doesn't have the depth that they've used to have. So anytime the starters go out, they're way down.
Yeah.
And that goes back to Dabo hiring all his friends to be coaches.
Yeah.
And they're not developing any depth.
And also, depth is built with a transfer portal as well, right? I mean, it kind of is a reflection on Dabo in that area as well.
That is exactly correct. And, you know, they're not going to fire Dabo. They shouldn't fire Dabo. But the game is changing every week. He's going to have to adapt to the way, like Saban said. Saban didn't quit because he hates coaching football anymore. Saban said, now I'm not recruiting the best players. They're not coming here because they want us to develop them. They're coming here if we pay them the most money, so I don't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
My relationship with them no longer matters. My wife's relationship with them no longer matters. Well, the same thing's happened in Clemson, and Dabo's unwilling to change on that. And if he doesn't, that's going to be a problem because, I mean, your best wide receiver, in my opinion, is Westcoat, and he has as great as he is, he drops passes. He drops wide open passes.
Yeah.
You have no running back room whatsoever. The running back room is so bad that they took a wide receiver and made him a running back. Yes, he's great with the ball in his hand, but that's two totally different skill sets. Running backs have vision that can't be coached.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin, who wins in Columbia on Saturday? Oklahoma, South Carolina, or Ozempic?
Lord have mercy.
State Fair's coming to town. A lot of fried food.
Yeah, Greens is definitely going to be the number one winner. Greens will have a record day, like every Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't think Mateer is as back as everyone thinks he is. I think he still favors that hand a little bit. And I believe that Sean Elliott is going to be a huge voice in that offensive line room, which is everybody in the world can see has been our Achilles heel all year long in that offensive line. It's just atrocious.
Sure.
And, you know, that was Beamer's fault. Everybody can blame Teasley all they want to, but Teasley was a where was he at? North Carolina, A&T or something?
I think so.
And we brought him in one of those smaller schools. We bring him in to be an analyst. Well, immediately Atkins has his medical issue. Well, now he's thrust into the role of a Power 4 SEC offensive line coach.
Sure.
That he should have never been given at such an early stage of his career, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Great person. Outstanding man to speak to. He doesn't get in there and grind. Yeah, he's just not ready for that job.
Yeah.
Good phone call, Kevin.
Ready for that job.
We got to move on. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate you. Tom, we have 60 seconds because we're going to be going out to Dallas and talk to the play-by-play voice of SMU in the next segment. What you got, Tom?
Hey, guys. Now, just throw the records out the window. Throw the stats out the window. You know, last time the Gamecocks were 3-3 and they played the Oklahoma Sooners, we know what happened. Gamecocks took out that belt and gave it to them. And the same thing's going to happen on Saturday in Columbia. You know, Mateer's a good quarterback, but he's not healthy. So they're coming into Columbia, and it's going to be another belt whooping like last year. The Gamecocks are going to have a party in the fairgrounds. We're going to celebrate at the fair with some corn dogs, some frisk French fries, and have us a big old party. Clemson's going to get beat because Clemson sucks. Go Gamecocks, and I'll see y'all at the game.
All right, God. Tom, look for me. I'll see you down there.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Tom.
There you go.
Tom in Somerville bringing the heat. We've got to run off the break. We've got Rich Phillips joining the show next. Rich is the play-by-play voice of the SMU.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Mustangs going behind enemy lines with Rich Phillips next. Well, let's go behind enemy lines for the second time this week. We talked Oklahoma Sooner football yesterday for you Gamecock fans, but today we're going to be joined by Rich Phillips, the play-by-play voice of the SMU Mustangs, right here on The Fan. Upstate, Rich, hope you're fantastic. Appreciate you hopping on with us, man. The lead story in our neck of the woods is obviously the injury to Cade Klubnik and his status still up in the air. How much is that conversation swirling out in Texas right now?
Definitely been picking up steam here the last couple of days. Obviously, we'll looking very forward to this evening, seeing what the availability report is when the first one of the week is released by the ACC, but definitely could be a bit of a difference maker, obviously, for both teams with Cade Klubnik's issues.
Talking to Rich Phillips, SMU Mustangs play-by-play voice. I want to go a little big picture here with my first question for you. It's still pretty early, SMU being in the ACC, but how has, in now like the year and a half that they've been in the ACC, how has the athletic department and specifically the football program changed for the better from the way you've seen it prior to that?
Well, first off, we sell out the stadium, which hadn't been the way for decades here at SMU, and they've had tremendous fan support over the last couple of years, really even the year before, too, as they won an American Conference championship before jumping to the ACC. The financial support has been incredible. You know, they're basically doing the pay-for-play thing by not taking the TV money for, I think it's 9 years here in the ACC, and it's how they got into the league. And they've been able to get donors to make up that difference so that they are competing on the same financial level as everybody else is in the league that's getting the TV money. So this has been a small private school that, of course, had the death penalty back in the 80s that really decimated the athletic department, and it's had tons of donors, big, big money donors that have been kind of sitting and waiting for this opportunity, and they're not afraid to literally pony up and make things happen.
I like it. I like it a lot. We're talking to Rich Phillips, the play-by-play voice of SMU football right here on The Fan Upstate. Rich, how much do you, maybe the staff and fans of SMU, kind of peek over to see what old Garrett Riley's up to with that Clemson offense? You know, he just spent some time next door to you over in Fort Worth, not too far away at TCU, and your take on Garrett Riley's offense that, let's be honest, a lot of Clemson fans here in the upstate of South Carolina have not been happy with.
You know, it always seems to be OCs can kind of go up and down with what everybody thinks about him. And, of course, you know, we got a little history here with Garrett, too, at SMU as he was here from 20 to 21 in between Rhett Lashley's stays here. Rhett was the offensive coordinator originally under Sonny Dykes, went to Miami, and then, of course, came back and replaced him as head coach. Obviously, they've had some struggles on offense. You know, they haven't been able to, some injuries I know at wide receiver have affected them a little bit. Obviously, who knows what's going to happen with Klubnik this week. But definitely, their offense still with, you know, three straight 400-yard games they have rolling into this one definitely has the eyes of defensive coordinator Scott Simons.
Rich, seven receivers over 100 yards for the Mustangs already, three over 200, and Romello Brinson has, pushing 500 yards on the season already. Clearly, Kevin Jennings can spread the ball around to a lot of different guys. How do you feel about his ability to be able to do that against this Clemson defense that has not been as advertised, though they have a lot of talent, obviously, in the linebacking room and the defensive backs? Is the goal here to try to push this thing to as many different guys to keep Clemson on their heels?
You know, I don't know if that's ever the goal. It's just kind of what Kevin does. He's such a cool customer in the backfield that he waits to find what's there. And as Rhett Lashley told me a couple weeks ago, a lot of times this year he's been throwing guys open because he can see what's about to happen, it seems. He has been an unbelievable trigger man here the last year and a half leading this SMU offense. He has 1,600, almost 1,700 yards this season. He hadn't had a 300-yard game yet in the first 6 weeks, but he hadn't had one under about 240 either. He's been really consistent. They don't quite have the alpha dog receiver. Romello Brinson does have the big yards. Jordan Hudson might be their primary guy, but he missed two games with injury, almost three full games with injury. He was hurt on the first snap of the season, so that held him back a little bit. But His magic has been take what's out there, and he's able to take it even if he has to throw it behind his back like he did last week to R.J. Maryland on one play.
You know, Rich, I've asked coaches in the past at high school, college, different levels about how they look back at past matchups. In your opinion, how much should fans, even Clemson fans listening in the upstate, think back to that ACC championship game as maybe a little bit of a meter or a sample size in terms of what this game on Saturday could look like? Or do you think it's you completely forget about it and wipe it clean, and it's going to be a completely new SMU-Clemson game compared to what you saw in the ACC championship?
Well, I think on the Clemson side, there's more of the key players that are back, like Klubnik, like Wesco at wide receiver, and over on the defensive side with Wade Woodez and Peter Woods and T.J. Parker. For SMU, outside of Kevin Jennings and their two tight ends, and R.J. Maryland was injured and didn't even play in the conference championship last year, they got a ton of new faces. Romello Brinson played some. He was hurt most of last year, and Jordan Hudson didn't have the year we expected, and the rest of the receivers are all new. The running backs are all new. Defensive line, they only got two guys back from last year's team. There's a lot different on this SMU team outside of the quarterback. The quarterback's been the key to it for sure this year, but a lot of different parts on the team this season.
Talking to Rich Phillips, SMU play-by-play voice. In his availability earlier this week, Rhett Lashley, you know, was talking about expectations on coaches and how they've gotten just out of hand. Now, he's certainly set himself up to have high expectations at SMU, making the conference championship game in the first year in the ACC and winning one the year prior in the American. But, you know, truly, at the end of the day, what is the standard at SMU that if he failed to achieve X, Y, and Z, he starts to get on the hot seat?
That is an interesting question, because if you go back pre-Rhett, and really if you go back pre-Sonny Dykes, there was a four-year span with June Jones from 09 to 12 where he made four straight bowl games. And prior to that, you got to go back to the early 80s teams. So I don't know what expectations are. I mean, he's obviously raised them with back-to-back 11-win seasons, as you mentioned, the conference championship and the championship game appearance. But I think there has to be a little more leeway here with this job at SMU, because they don't have that history of all these double-digit win seasons year in and year out, kind of like Clemson does. And like Penn State obviously has some very high expectations, as we just learned this week. I got to think that you got a little more rope around here just because the sample size of great seasons is so much smaller right now.
You know, Rich, Clemson has obviously a lot of talent on the outside at receiver position going into Saturday's game. We all know that if Cade Klubnik doesn't go, it will change things and how this Clemson offense will look if it's Christopher Vezina starting compared to Cade Klubnik. But from a defensive standpoint, from the people you've talked to at SMU, does it change things drastically for a fan out there listening, wondering how that changes the game plan that was put in place probably 5-6 days ago by this SMU coaching staff?
I don't think so, because, yeah, I think you look at what Vezina was coming out of high school, obviously a top 50 player in the country and lots expected of him. I don't think you get to Clemson as a quarterback without a lot being expected of you. And I think they will expect that Garrett Riley will have and Dabo Swinney will have a very similar game plan drawn up no matter which the quarterback is. So I think they're going to prepare exactly the same no matter who the quarterback is. And hard to get a read for sure on what he's doing at the collegiate level since Vezina's played so little here in three seasons. But they have to plan for everything to be kind of the same and expect the same look no matter who the quarterback is.
Rich, I'm going to take us in a slightly different direction here, but go completely universal. You're from Texas, and everybody knows just how good the barbecue, especially the brisket in Texas, is. Now, you're on the road quite a bit in a lot of different towns all over the ACC. If you go into a restaurant, they don't have brisket on the menu, but their options are barbecue pork or barbecue chicken or the field. Which are you going with?
I'm probably going to go with the field because, I mean, unless you count sausage as pork, but sausage is my go-to always. Mm. And ribs would be second for me probably. So I can figure something out. Don't worry. And while I am a Texas guy, brisket is not my number one choice. Never really? Is.
What's number one?
No. It's sausage and ribs.
I'm with you on the ribs. Yeah, let me ask you this, Rich. I lived up in the colony for almost 2 years. couple of years ago. Are we continuing the barbecue conversation here? If I have to give you two options, which one are you going, Terry Black's or Hard Eight?
Probably Hard Eight.
Really? I thought you'd go Terry Black's.
I actually like the original Black's, which is down in...
middle of nowhere, right?
Yeah. I should know where it is because I have family not far from
there. It's not Union, is it? Is it Union, Texas?
No, it's like it's not Lubbock or Laredo. It's another L town. But anyway, I like the original Black's, actually. But they haven't franchised out the way Terry, who broke off from the family, franchised out.
Yeah, well, don't be disappointed if you try barbecue here. I mean, just don't get your expectations up is what I meant to say.
Oh, man, Cole throwing shots at his own people.
Hey, look, I'm very open to different regions and different styles of barbecues. I used to work in the auto racing industry, too, so I've been to North Carolina plenty.
Okay.
And it's a much different taste there than it is here in Texas, but I'm all about it. It's good. Meat is meat, man.
Rich, you know, facing Clemson's defense this season, it's going to be a test, better than some of the defenses SMU has played so far this season. You know, past couple of weeks, SMU's been sitting in that 30, 31, 35 point range. I mean, where would you say, given the increase in defensive play, you might expect this SMU team to land scoring wise in this game?
I still think high 20s to low 30s is very possible for this offense. We saw last Saturday, they kind of opened things up with Chris Johnson Jr., who's kind of a hybrid running back and wide receiver type for him. He had an 87-yard touchdown run. He had a 42-yard touchdown catch all in the same game. And you know, on the yardage, the big plays that they've been able to break off. Early this season in the Baylor game, Kevin Jennings had 2 75-yard touchdown passes in the first half alone of that game. They have big strike ability. And he has been so consistent this season and so efficient that I still think their offense can get it done. But I do know this, man. I turn on the games to watch Clemson, and I know their record is not what you guys want out there. But, boy, I just see talent at so many different positions, especially on that defensive side of the ball. So we definitely know that there is talent facing the Mustangs here this Saturday.
Rich, you talk about talent. Who do Clemson fans watch? You mentioned a few names there. You've got 8 different receivers who have caught touchdown passes in 2025. It seems like a lot of sharing, a lot of unselfish football offensively from Kelvin Jennings.
Yeah, both of the tight ends, R.J. Marilyn and Matt Hibner, have been really effective this season, each with the 13 and 14 catches. I mentioned Jordan Hudson, who's kind of their number one receiver, even though he was hurt for a few games early this season. And then Brinson, you mentioned, has the big play ability. But Chris Johnson coming out of the backfield, T.J. Harden's been really good running the football this season. If somebody's open, Kevin Jennings can find a way to get the ball to him, and it doesn't matter what angle his arm is at, he can do it that way too.
So wait a minute. You said Jordan Hudson. Things have gotten so bad in Chapel Hill that Jordan Hudson now plays for SMU. Is that right?
It's Jordan A, not O.
Oh, okay, and, gotcha. No, not Belichick's girlfriend, right?
Yeah, he's not quite as cute either, so I'm good.
Rich, for our listeners who haven't spent a lot of time watching SMU football over the course of the season, the defense has played really, really well, 19 sacks on the season. Depending on who goes, whether it's Cade and just how good that wheel is versus Christopher Vezina, what kind of pressure will they be throwing at him to try to disrupt?
So they have really started to get it going the last couple of weeks. They had 4 or 5 sacks against Syracuse, and then last week a season-high 6. Their two ends, Isaiah Smith and Cameron Robertson, they're the only returners from last year's team on the front line, and they have been really good pressuring the quarterback. Robertson has 4.5 sacks. Isaiah Smith, a guy 4 years here at SMU, never started till this year, and he's top 10 in career sacks at school history with 17 now. Those guys have been really good up front. They kind of mix and match a little bit at the linebacker spots, and then their two safeties, Ahmad Moses and Isaiah Wacobia, have been really good. Wacobia, a preseason All-American, who's a top 10 in career interceptions here in SMU history.
Talking to Rich Phillips, SMU Mustangs play-by-play voice. What do you think this 2025 season, this offensive identity, defensive identity, however you want to look at it, what do you think this team needs to really improve on to kind of, going back to Rhett Lashley, fit more of that identity that he was looking for? Where do you kind of gauge this team on their progress thus far this season?
The biggest thing they've been searching for on the defensive side has been the depth. Last year, you know, they lost the four starting defensive linemen, but the four guys that played behind them were nearly as good as those four, and three of those guys are on NFL rosters right now. That's how good they were up front last year. And they don't have that depth. Their twos on the D-line, not the same as what they had last year. They're thin at corner. They basically are down to three guys right now. They're rolling between the two spots. So defensive depth is what they've got to look for. Offensively, they have really slowed down the last few weeks running the football. They've been very reliant on the quarterback. T.J. Harden leads them in rushing, but he's had a couple of quiet games the last few weeks, so they need to try to get a little more consistent run game. The one thing that has been, I think, really consistent for them, and this is something that's never happened in my 25 years here at SMU, is their offensive line is really solid, and they've got depth on their offensive line, too. They've had a couple guys miss a game here or there because of injury and just plugged into backup and not worried about it. And that's kind of the way it's been a long time to build a line like that here. And I think getting to the ACC helps you attract those kind of players to where they can have the depth like that.
Rich, I'm only going to give you one answer, okay? I'm not going to let you cop out and give me a list and say, well, I think it could be this guy, I think it could be that guy. One guy who presents the biggest problem for SMU from this Clemson team, whether it's offense or defense, on Saturday?
I'm going to go Bryant Wesco, based off what I saw last year alone, because he gave us fits in that ACC championship game. So, yeah, Bryant Wesco, he's pretty dynamic local kid, too, from Midlothian, just outside the DFW Metroplex. But, yeah, he's the first guy that jumps out to me.
Rich, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you hopping on with us. And in order for me to walk into the press box, I walk right by your booth. I'll be sure to holler at you and say hello on Saturday.
Please do. Come see us.
Absolutely. Rich Phillips, great stuff there. He's the play-by-play voice of the SMU Mustangs. We're getting you prepared. Carolina went behind enemy lines yesterday, today, with Clemson and SMU, man. You can't beat it. Can't beat it with a stick.
And you can catch everything, all the interviews that we've done all week long on the free Odyssey app. And, of course, you can use that rewind feature on the Odyssey app as well. When we come back, Cole, I'm going to make another push for you Tolos who haven't yet. Those of you drafted.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
in your feed a little bit to get me your upset picks. That's next. It's time to pick it up, Tolos. The upset picks have slowed to a trickle coming in at 844-326-3663. Maybe it's some Tolos who are a little concerned about this whole Clemson Cade Klubnik injury rumor that's out there. We're going to find out coming up at 8 o'clock tonight as the official injury report is released by Clemson. Then again, if it says questionable, is it any different from what we know right now? Probably not.
No, and I asked. Not.
And would it change your mind if you hadn't made your pick yet? And if there's Tolos who are maybe waiting for that. If you hadn't made your pick, if you wait till tomorrow, Cade's ankle is going to have the same level of injury to it than it had today. Maybe a tiny bit better as you recover, but I wouldn't wait to make this your deciding factor on whether or not you get a pick in today.
I asked Chapel Fowler of the state newspaper about that in terms of timing. And when you talk about the ability of Clemson to have a guy back there that knows the offense, obviously Dabo Swinney wants to play it as close to his vest as possible.
Sure.
But he also wants to give Cade time to see. I mean, today's Thursday. The game's not until Saturday. So maybe the ankle in 2 days is completely different, or whatever the injury, the exact extent of the injury is. Diesel, maybe it's better in 2 days. I mean, things can happen in 2 days. I don't know. I don't expect anything to be announced today or tomorrow. I think Chapel said it best that everybody pregame will be, you know, sitting there watching to see what happens in terms of how Cade looks and warm-ups, if he even is warming up. And I think Saturday by noon or so we'll know if Cade Klubnik's going, but I don't expect to know today or tomorrow. I think they're going to try to get him as much rest on that ankle as he possibly can get.
So I don't even think we brought this up today, Cole. I think it was Cade's right ankle that was injured. Am I correct about that? I remember him going down. It hasn't been mentioned which ankle it is. I think it certainly matters. Cade being a right-handed quarterback, his right foot would be his plant foot. That could make him try to use more arm than lower body and hips and all that kind of stuff. So I wonder how much that might change the way he can throw the football as well. Even if they – I know they don't do this anymore, but like if they did like a Bud Kilmer Varsity Blues, shoot him with a cortisone shot and wrap it up super tight with some tape, he may not be able to plant and have as much zip on the ball. So keeping him in the pocket – probably still a good idea because he won't be super, super limber. But if that right ankle is the one that is injured, and I think it was, I'm just remembering back to the play, that could change some things as well. But Tolos, if you haven't yet got us your upset picks, send it in, 844-326-3663. That is our text line. Give us your name, your game, and the spread. The Gingerbread Man, love that one. That's he's taking Minnesota. +7.5 over in Nebraska.
That's a great name.
Great name.
I like puns.
I like puns, Brad. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
John Myers is going Tennessee +7.5 over Alabama. John is a fellow App State Mountaineer.
How about it?
And he is clearly back in Joey Aguilar as he's now a Tennessee Volunteer. Back in Tennessee over Alabama. I like it. Joe D is going Dan Mullins, UNLV.
Ooh, that's
plus
popular.
+12.5 over Boise State. That was a super popular pick yesterday. Let's see, just out of curiosity, UNLV, that one's been picked 12 times.
Wow.
And Clemson has been picked 8 times. So it's catching up.
It will. It will tomorrow. And with all that being said, though, about Cade Klubnik, I will say this. That is why I made my pick of SMU. I still today believe that Clemson should win the game. But when I looked at the upset picks challenge and the games out there this weekend, I looked at UNLV, Boise State. I just didn't see a ton of games that I had a ton of faith and confidence in. I know I'm horrible at the upset pick challenge this year anyways, but I just didn't see one that I loved. And I didn't make a pick yesterday. I was not going to really make a pick today until that news broke. And I said, heck, why not? Let's go ahead and take SMU, because the line yesterday when it was locked in, and Dan B, correct me if I'm wrong on the stream here, the line was locked in at 9.5 points. Since then, it's dropped to 4.5 points. It originally opened at 11.5. That, in Tolos, I don't know if you realize it, that is unprecedented line movement. I mean, unprecedented. That just doesn't happen.
Well, Clemson is likely an entirely different team with Christopher Vezina as opposed to Cade Klubnik.
Still a lot of talent, but the problem is, Diesel, they're not playing Boston College. They're not playing North Carolina. It's a little bit tougher a competition against Kevin Jennings.
Changes the way you can move the ball, and, of course, the competition changes as well. MTC Justin is taking Tennessee plus 8.5 over Alabama. It might be a 7.5-point spread. And we got a little MTC on MTC violence because Scott, MTC Scott, says that's not going to happen in the group chat.
I like
it. As he gets his message to me, or his pick to me. Scott, where you at, man? Make your upset pick as well.
Dan B says that's correct, talking about the 9.5. So, Tolos, if you do, if you do take Clemson in the upset picks challenge, you will get 9.5 points if that hits. That's locked in. That's a big, big possibility, especially with this news of Cade Klubnik. We have a loaded hour number 4 coming at you. We have Clay Hendricks coming up in about 30 minutes on the show. Our weekly hit with the Furman head football coach as the Paladins looking to get back on track. But next, it's time to throw some audio, some sports soundtracks, a little audio blitz next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.